Slayton.
We're not too loud.
Professor Slayton.
Andrew, do you know what is happening next week?
We're graduating.
Yeah, we are. But I'm talking about something more important than that.
The video game industry is graduating.
Yes, they are graduating to the next generation.
This is epic, guys.
Son of Flynn. I said the wrong quote. I was supposed to say change the game.
That's all right.
I just started in Tron Town in Dream Drop Distance.
I just started watching the Tron TV show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. It looks great. You know what's really dumb about being on the grid in Kingdom Hearts?
What?
Is that okay, you're going to have to help me with the terminology here. The suits that they wear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know how the anime characters have the really giant pants in that game? Well, they still have the giant, like, really poofy pants, but it's also, as they're wearing, like, the skin-tight suits from Tron.
That's interesting that you noticed that, and I agree with you. It's stupid.
Because it just looks retarded.
I'll have to...
Oh, yeah, it looks really bad.
Well, hey, you ever play on the PS2, the version old Tron Town or whatever it is? I wonder how the suits were there. Back, you know, when they're wearing their white ones instead.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember. I never played Kingdom Hearts 1.
2.
2. Or 1. Or 3, 5, 8 days.
Oh, that was a good one.
Or re-chain of memories.
Man, 3, 5, 8 days is like the Pokemon game where you want to play as Team Rocket. That's what that game was. It was so cool playing as the bad guys.
I hear it. Like, I wanted to play it. Like, we were in first year. We were going to go get some saltwater taffy.
Ice cream. Or popsicles, whatever it was.
I think that only exists within that game.
Good memories. Definitely good memories.
Okay, yeah. So that's our Tron minutes.
Our Tron Kingdom Hearts minute.
If you will.
30 seconds of each, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Let's start the show proper.
Welcome to Beard and Tie. I feel like we're very low-key. We're a little bit like NPR tonight. This is only 2.5 minutes in, and I'm already...
Who's NPR?
NPR. It's a news program. They have a bunch of podcasts and stuff as well, but they're really, like, very professional, like... welcome to NPR This Week in...
Sounds like CBC Tech. Radio 1.
Yeah, exactly, but much more like professional and very, like, talking very quiet, so you're not ruining... My I think this is because my feedback monitor isn't on, so I can just hear my voice and I'm not getting the echo that I usually do. And because we started the show, it's too late for me to start it. So we're stuck like this.
That's okay. It's going to be a mystery show.
Mm-hmm. So you might not be able to hear this.
You're sounding very quiet.
I know. Well, because I told you this last week, that what my brother listens to in the car, and then whenever you start talking, it's all normal. Then I come on and go, whoa!
You're just a very excitable person.
I know.
You love video games that much.
I do, and that's why we do the show.
What was the last video game you played?
Well, I've been just jumping around between a bunch of stuff lately, because I'm still in the middle of both Luigi's Mansion and Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, I just started Tomb Raider.
Oh, how is
it? It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It has like a weird smorgasbord of different stuff. Cause, like, it's Uncharted, the girl.
Yeah, but what's different about it?
Well, it's not... It's more... I don't know how to describe it, but it's more missing that Tomb Raider feeling, where you're just jumping around tombs and shooting dinosaurs and giant spiders.
Mm-hmm. I
think it's very... Pardon?
I've never played a game in the series before. Mm-hmm.
So it's very different, because you're going up against, in this game, you're going up against wolves and humans with guns.
It's more realistic.
Yeah, it's more realistic. And it's very much taking a kind of like an open world, but linear open world type game. Kind of like what Dishonored and Deus Ex were doing.
So, open world, but still in a path.
Yeah, where it says, here is here's one section of the world map. You had to get from point A to point B.
However you want.
But I guess you're not really going however you want. You still... Oh. It's giving you the illusion of doing that, but at the same time, there's only one
path. So if you pretend that we don't have any care about what Tomb Raider was or is, and this is just a good game...
I'd say it's a good game. It's really... It is well made.
Is it at all better than any of the Uncharteds?
No. Mm. I think Uncharted 2 is... Well, it's kind of like... You can't really compare it that much to Uncharted because they're very different.
Give me the differences.
Well, I don't... Tomb Raider is more like you're... It's kind of like the Batman Arkham games.
Yeah.
Where you're going around and you're finding like the secret collectibles and you're backtracking to different areas to use your power-ups that you couldn't use before. And whereas Uncharted, it was very much like a straightforward shooter with really cool set pieces mixed in.
I don't know. It sounds to me like Tomb Raider sounds like more fun for someone like me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've only played it for about 2.5 hours, I'd say.
Do you get to use a gun? Or is it just all like bow and arrows?
I've been using my bow and arrow because more than my gun because you can stealthily kill more people. But here's what I think would have made that game a lot better. Because the whole like setup for the game is that you're on this you're on a ship and it gets shipwrecked, and it's weird, like apparently everybody survived and they're just all chilling on the island. Like I thought and then there's obviously other people like treasure hunters on the island that are trying to kill you. Obviously, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I thought it would have been really cool had they just done, it's Lara on the island by herself, no other humans, just animals, and it's a game about surviving.
Whoop, we're getting some phone interference, I better move this thing away. That's interesting, so kind of like a Lord of the Flies type thing, except with no Piggy.
Yes, that's what I would like to see, if it was just her by herself, and it was a game that was more about survival, because this has a lot of elements that are just pure shooty.
You're right,
but it's cool. Like I'm gonna stick with it. I just need to find the time to play it because I'm starting to get accustomed to my work schedule, and I have a fewer hours in a day to play it now.
It's tough being an adult.
I know.
I haven't played a video game. It's actually I've had sex sooner than I've actually played a video game, I think, which is ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the last video game you played was?
I want to say Banjo-Kazooie.
Wow, you haven't played a video game since 1998?
Oh, come on. But as for recent games, probably good old Star Wars The Old Republic.
Oh, you're still on that.
Still kicking. It's getting worse.
Okay. So do you think you're going to play until you're just going to stop completely once you hit the level cap? And you have to start paying?
You don't have to start paying. I'll probably stop before then.
Okay, that's good.
I just want to go to Hoth, you know? Like, I'm going to Tatooine now. And I just want to go to Hoth.
It's a shame that Tatooine is just going to be gone one of these days.
You're thinking Alderaan.
Alderaan is just going to... I'm pretty sure there's one fan fiction that they destroyed
that fan fiction that you accept as canon. You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
I'm sorry. Like, I actually have not watched the original trilogy in a long time.
Well, I guess we have to remedy that.
Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, we talked about this a lot, how Spike TV, like, every weekend has a Star Wars movie on.
I don't even have Spike anymore. They took away our AMC. And then we found out that they just put it on Spike and we don't have Spike anymore.
It's weird because AMC, Mad Men and all that, you're happy with
it?
The
Killing.
The Killing season 2? Yeah, I'm saying, did you watch season 3?
Yeah, I just saw the first 2 episodes on Sunday.
Is Cole McGrath still in it? Because I did not see him in the promo.
How to put this? Are you going to watch that show? Actually, I shouldn't say anything.
Okay, yeah, because I might actually watch it. But okay, so Mad Men. How like is this like week 5 for Mad Men?
They only have 3 episodes left.
Wow.
Yeah, because you know the first 2-hour premiere counts as 2 episodes, so it really goes by.
Fucking AMC. And how many episodes a season?
13.
Okay, so...
Hannibal's going to be done soon, unfortunately. Mm.
Got renewed, though, which is good.
Yes. Thank you, Tumblr.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that Tumblr is more timely than our show?
I would say definitely.
Yeah, you're right.
I guess I'm worried about them being able to make money off it, but as I explained, they're shooting in Toronto. It costs them like next to nothing, comparatively speaking. Mm-hmm. So I hope that they can continue to make a steady profit, and who knows, maybe one day we'll be working on season 5.
Do you think it's going to last that long?
Nope.
Okay.
3 seasons.
When do you think the census... Because I remember I fucked up the quote a few weeks ago. Turns out that it was a census worker that Hannibal ate with a side of fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh, yeah.
So when do you think the census taker is going to come into play?
Very soon, I'm sure.
I think it would be really cool if that's how the season ended, was just with a knock on the door and it's just the census.
Well, did you see the first one where like how they introduced him? It was the same song that was playing when he killed those jail guards.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like that. Even though they're really connecting more to the books than they are to the movies.
Again, I've only seen about 3 episodes.
That's okay. God, it's a good show.
I know. I wish I could see what you see in it. I'm sorry. Like, I can recognize that it's a good show.
I just like the way it's shot, and I think the characters are really interesting, I guess.
Lawrence F. Byrne?
Well, he was played by a white dude.
Canon.
That's interesting.
Okay, now can we just bring something back up? Because you were talking about Star Wars fan fiction that I count as continuity. Can I just like tell the audience my favorite Star Wars expanded universe story?
As long as I can, you go first.
Okay, so in Star Wars Episode 4, when Luke, I haven't seen these in a while, so forgive me if I get their names.
I'll correct you.
But his uncle Ben. I got that right.
Yeah, he's got great rice.
Wait, no.
Uncle Owen
and Aunt Beru. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just
Ben Kenobi,
worst.
That's why. It's all right.
I'm the worst. So when he and Luke and Uncle Owen go and buy the droids, where they originally get C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yeah.
Of course, you remember how they bought a different droid instead of R2-D2.
That was the one I got.
That takes like 5 steps away. If that just blows up, malfunctions, which leads him to getting R2-D2. The reason was because that droid was a Jedi that could see the future, and he knew that R2-D2 had to go with Luke. That way, R2-D2 would be able to get that message to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So that droid could use the Force.
Yes, because he is a Jedi.
Did he start off as something else and then did he become a droid?
He just has a high medical.
Did you actually read that?
No, it was in a comic book. Okay. I didn't. I just heard about it.
Well, my favorite expanding universe story also has to do with droids. IG-88, the robot in Episode 5 with the bounty hunters. There's actually 5 of him. Well, 4 IG-88s, 1 IG-72. But they all have a collective consciousness and stuff, and they're all the best in the galaxy. And actually, in case you didn't know, at the end, in Return of the Jedi, the Death Star is actually being controlled by IG-88.
No.
And he is just waiting to, like, blow up everything, like the Imperials and the Rebels
God.
And start his droid rebellion because he, like, implanted secret data onto every droid in the galaxy. And just as he's about to send the signal, the Death Star blew up.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
And you actually do see in Episode 5 a scrapped IG-88 droid in the junkyard thing, and apparently that's 1 of 4 that was destroyed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a
I love that.
It's a great story.
Do you know who built the Death Star?
No. Sinar Fleet Systems? Oh yeah, the
Wookiees were used as slaves.
I don't see any hair. They did a good job.
Until Space Lincoln came and emancipated them.
Space Han.
What do you think is the Star Wars equivalent to Abraham Lincoln?
Geez, I don't know, the Jedi?
Somebody with a giant hat.
Oh, okay.
Like the hat that they can still put down and you know the scene I'm talking about.
I can't think of any equivalent because racism and slavery are so prevalent in both the Old Republic and in the Empire. I'm not sure whoever started the Senate for the Republic would have eliminated that sort of thing.
Jar Jar Binks?
I think he was just a member.
Mm, okay.
I saw Now You See Me.
Oh, how was that trash?
Man, I really wanted it to be good.
Was Jesse Eisenberg too cool for this movie?
Oh, man, you got to watch out. Just, you know, get in or get out.
You know, okay, because, like, I've been watching Ellen because...
Why?
Because my mom watches it when she gets home from work, and we get home from work at around the same time. So it's on, and I'm just, like, eating a snack or something. And they have Dave Franco on. And
oh, really?
They were showing his scene where he's throwing fireballs at Mark Ruffalo. It just looks so bad.
The twist will piss you off at the end. If you ever do see it.
Well, I'm not going to see it. Tell me what the twist is.
Melanie Laurent, though, from Inglourious Basterds in it.
She's the blonde French woman,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Just, oh, God. I would see it again for that. Everything else about it was really bad. Like, as a lot of you said, you know, it starts off with promise and gets worse and worse without stopping.
Now, I hear the magicians are hardly in it.
They are, yeah, exactly. The FBI is the main characters easily, so mm-hmm. I don't know why the magicians are on the cover.
And the CG magic tricks look terrible.
Well, that's the thing, like, they do some cool shit.
Like he was throwing cards at Mark Ruffalo to try to stop them.
Well, you have to know the context of the scene, but there's a lot of cool tricks, actually, but then the ones that CG, like, why couldn't they just, like, do it, like...
Because it looked like that one thing where the guy stands inside it and just closes shut.
Mm.
That does not look good. Like, it does not...
A lot of tricks look bad.
It does not blend into the real world.
I know,
all.
Right? And they really need to do a better job of that. Like, to get that machine there, like, Isla Fisher throws out this handkerchief and it's, like, magically, like, you know, twirling around and stuff. No way, though. Like, I just wish they could do a lot more real tricks because that would help sell the film.
Because that is the best movie... about magicians is, of course,
The Prestige.
Yes. And it's like all like even though you saw how the tricks were done, it was so like they could be done.
Yes.
And they were really actually done. There wasn't any CG.
Well, except for Tesla's machine. I don't know about that, but
no, that was a real thing that shot electricity and cloned people. Spoilers for The Prestige.
How old is that?
That's in okay. I first saw that when. Around the same time I started playing Super Paper Mario, it came out in 2007, so probably a year before that, so 2006 sometime.
Good math.
Thank you.
Yeah, I need to give that one a rewatch.
I know my dates by when video games came out.
Mm. That's a handy little trick.
Mm-hmm. And so I always know that Wind Waker, I was in grade 6.
Wow,
2003.
Makes me feel old.
I know. God.
Skyward Sword is so bad.
It is bad. It is just. I really hope. I don't know what to think about how they're gonna handle New Zelda. I'm worried. I'm really worried.
I wouldn't be.
I would be.
Well, you worry about things, not me.
Cause I'm worried that they're gonna use the Wii Motion again.
No, they're gonna make it steampunk, and it's gonna be awesome.
You really like steampunk, don't you?
I always thought it'd be cool if they did something like, you know how like Final Fantasy games are always in the past? Well, 6.
They're kind of like past future.
Well, 6 past future. The rest of them are at least medieval themed, a lot of them, I think. I mean, these airships.
No, not 7.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Up until 7. 7 was a bit like jumping off point. Like, whoa. All
well, it was really
cyberpunk.
Since like 6, 7, and 8 were the only ones in the and 13.
Yeah. But
everything else was pretty much in the past.
Final Fantasy is a huge series, you know, it's got staples like that. Maybe Zelda could do the same jump.
Yeah, but look what happened to Final Fantasy.
7 was good.
But those series have both been around for the same amount of time. And Final Fantasy 13...
I'm not arguing that those games suck now, Final Fantasy games. I'm just saying that Zelda could easily do a game in the future. And it would still be okay.
Yeah, I'd like to play as Zelda.
Yes. I saw this thing on Imgur about, like, Prince Link and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, where it's just, like, guy's fan fiction, but,
yeah.
But he did all the art for it, and he came up with the actual gameplay mechanics for
it'd
it.
It'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah, like, that was actually really cool.
And Nintendo will never do anything as cool
but
as
I think Nintendo should, if they were listening, Reggie, I know you're listening to this, baby. Like, I think that they should try to, like, at least buy the rights to that, or hire that guy on as a consultant or something. I don't know.
Because
I'm sure, like, there are guys that work at Nintendo that see that and, like, oh, man, that's an awesome idea. But because those guys aren't Miyamoto and Aonuma,
Nintendo always plays
that.
It too safe with things, you know? They never push the envelope.
Yeah, they really need to let Miyamoto do more games. They won't even let him ride his bike to work anymore.
What are you talking about?
Nintendo will not let... Because Miyamoto would... For those of you who don't know, Shigeru Miyamoto is creator of Mario and Zelda and all these other wackadoo Nintendo...
Kong.
All your he basically... Every Nintendo game you love, he...
That isn't Metroid.
That isn't Metroid he made. So anyway, he would ride his bike to work at Nintendo.
Yeah.
But they asked him to stop because they don't want him to get hit by a car and lose all their great ideas.
They just got to put him in a jar somewhere, brain in the vat.
Mm-hmm. Brainiac.
Ah.
From Superman.
Brainiac was a robot, wasn't he?
A robot alien?
I don't remember.
He never actually put a brain in a jar.
Oh, okay.
I just said it because... He put cities and worlds in a jar.
Lex Luthor's a great villain.
I know. You like Smallville, don't you?
Somebody save me.
Oh, they're asking for somebody to save them. Superman's going to save them.
I think that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited for Man of Steel?
No.
Why not?
I'll see it. Lex Luthor's not in it.
I think he'll show up a bit.
He'll cameo.
Gene Hackman is going to come in. And...
God. Gene Hackman.
Hackman.
He's a really bad Lex Luthor, actually. But like, he's still really great Gene Hackman, so I don't mind him in the movie.
Ah, yes. Gene Hackman. It's really weird, because like, in that trailer with the scene where he's running through the fire and holding up like the oil rig,
yeah,
he looks a bit like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. I don't know, maybe because it's just all the chest hair
and the slight curl.
And there, yeah.
I don't think...
That's just the one thing that always sticks out whenever I see that commercial.
What sticks out for me is I remember reading about, like, the history of Superman comics and, like, how him disguising as Clark Kent and stuff will always part his hair on the right when he's Superman and part his hair on the left. Hmm. So it just kind of bothered me that he's parting his hair on the right as Superman now.
How do you think he parts his hair in all that time that it takes to change?
I don't know.
Because would you ever be able to part... Because you part your hair to the right...
To the left.
It's
on the left, the part.
Okay.
And that's the thing. Superman switches it depending on who he's disguised as.
How long does that take you to do, though? If you were to part your hair midway through the day.
You know what?
And then have to
part
it
back.
How
does he shave? That's the question everyone's asking, apparently, because of that stupid ad campaign.
How about comic books are dumb and the writers don't think about this
about
kind
of
Zach
shit
Snyder because it's a cartoon character?
What? Have you liked anything Zack Snyder has done?
I loved Watchmen.
I
really like 300.
What else has he done?
Sucker Punch. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
John
because
Hamm did it?
That was the only original project that he worked on, I believe.
And this isn't original, so.
It's not original. So, like, as long as it's an established thing,
he'll
be able to kill. And Nolan's backing it.
Well, Nolan.
Which I'm kind of worried about because it'll be very much. Nolan will try, like, grounded in reality as much as possible.
What's wrong with that?
Because Superman's an alien. Yeah, as I remember, someone like on Imgur, someone made a movie poster and the tagline read, "You will this summer, you will be explained in a needless and pedantic manner and of how a man can fly." Yeah, so that's just the thing I'm worried about.
You know what I hate? Is that the S isn't an S. Like, it means something else on its planet. What are the chances of that?
You know.
And that's the thing, like, you know, let's explain that on our planet this isn't an S, it's, it's something else.
Yeah, that's the Nolan.
No, I mean, that was back in the original, too. I just always hated that part about it.
Oh, well, I don't know. Okay, video games? Don't talk video games?
Yeah.
Okay, so biggest week of the week, biggest week of the year. Next week,
it's E3. The talk, but can you week the week?
Yeah, I can week the week. So it's gonna be E3, which is where everybody comes up on stage. They're wearing blazers and with no tie and jeans. They hold their arms to the side, not knowing what to do with them, and they talk about the cool video games, the baby toys that they have coming up.
Yep.
And everybody goes crazy as they talk about sales data.
And partnerships with Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola and their new ad campaigns featuring a little kid to tell you why you should buy a PSP.
Sony always has the best press conferences for comedic relief.
Yeah, no. Actually, Aisha Taylor did Ubisoft's press conference last year.
Wait, her name sounds familiar.
She is Lana from Archer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I like her.
Who, and she's also hosting... She's the Drew Carey to the new Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Funny lady.
So that was pretty good. But it was really bad like 2 years ago when they Ubisoft had a guy named Mr. Caffeine on it that was just... You remember. Where he was just like... Doing all the, he was just like a hack.
Yeah,
he was a hack.
Gene
He's
Hackman.
Like he came on. He's like, okay, for this next game, do this, do it with me. We're going to the middle. They were talking about Battlefield. Yeah. He's like, we're going to the Middle East. Come on, guys, do it with me. And it was like, man.
Yeah.
Who thought this was a good idea? Yeah.
Like Ubisoft isn't Japanese. How did they think this was a good idea?
Because they're French.
I want to learn French, but that's more on that later.
I hated French in school. I could not learn that language.
Maybe you just hated school.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, think of the big picture.
Maybe. So anyway, that was... If you want a horribly awkward press conference, go watch that.
I'm sorry, I almost spit out my beer because I thought the drummer guy for Nintendo.
Oh yeah, that too. Man, fuck Nintendo. Nintendo can't do press conferences either.
They did the one for the 3DS.
They did the one and they killed that because
that was
it was like Donkey Kong, Metroid, 3DS, Legend of Zelda. Mm-hmm. Oh, they just throw everything out there and like, yeah, man.
And you know,
and then when they announced the Wii U's, like, we have Nintendo Land.
We have Smash Bros, which isn't even
we have started to talk about making Smash Bros.
You know what? This would have been the E3 to save the Wii U too. So it's so I can't believe they're not doing a presentation.
Well, they're doing okay. Do you know what they're doing? A presentation.
Yeah.
Their Nintendo Direct is being broadcasted at the exact same date and time as when their regular press conference would have been.
Yeah.
This is why I think like they just did it to save money. So they didn't have to rent out that.
I know your opinions on it, Gareth. We'll see.
Do you know what that was? Did you hear that?
Slamming piano.
Sorry, it sounded like one of those door stoppers on the springs just went off. Bang. Bang.
Twang.
Twang. Okay, so.
Ding, 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 ding.
Please don't.
You started it.
Okay. So I think we were talking about Nintendo at E3, weren't we?
Well, talking about E3, but...
Okay. Mm. What are you hoping for most to come out of E3 this year?
Honestly,
this from everything.
The only thing I can really hope for is because the only thing I know will be good is some Smash Bros. Information, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't mind seeing like some footage or maybe even a trailer.
Which, of course, we're going to get.
Of course.
Of course.
Okay.
We're going to get a logo.
Hot FM on. I thought we already had a logo.
We're going to get another logo.
High resolution.
We're going to get...
I was so excited. I hacked into this... Didn't hack, but I had the password for the press kit for all that stuff for E3, so I had access to all these high-resolution things, and, like the big HD trailer for Metroid Other M
well,
and stuff.
Well, we are technically press.
Well, now we don't have to hack in, I guess. But I just was so excited for Metroid Other M that year it came out. And now I'm just thinking... It would be nice if we saw something from the Metroid series, if they were to announce some sort of game.
I really want to see a 2D Metroid game again.
I don't like 2D Metroid games.
What, really?
I like...
Really?
I even liked Other
well,
M more than
they're never
going
to go back to...
They won't do Prime.
They're
again.
Never going to go back to Prime.
But that kind of says also that
unless
maybe,
Retro does it.
You think Nintendo would be open to doing some other first-person shooter? Maybe not from an original franchise.
If they go... They could do Legend of Zelda if it was like Skyrim.
Link's Crossbow Training.
Yes. That was third-person shooter.
Oh, yeah. I think it...
I don't know. If they could probably do Legend of Zelda if it was like... If they do it like Skyrim. But at the same time...
They would never do that.
Yeah. I don't think they'd probably do first-person.
Zelda's got too many platforming elements. So
yeah,
it's difficult to do in first-person.
Looking at Nintendo... First person, Yoshi's Island.
We already know that the sequel's coming, and it's in...
Because you can throw eggs. That makes sense. That's just meh. But again, that's platformer, isn't it?
I wish, you know, Vector Man, right? I wish they had gone through with that remake. Remember, they were going to do exactly like a first-person exploration shooting thing for Vector Man, but Metroid Prime came out first, and everyone just thought they were ripping that off. So they canceled it. It could have been good. It would be nice to see Vector Man.
There's like 50% of the games that come in now are first-person shooters, so.
Well, yeah, that just makes me wonder, like, is Nintendo going to get on that one of these days? Like, they don't have Metroid Prime
anymore. I hope they don't do another. I don't really want
to. I just think they need to have something out there that's a shooter that isn't the Conduit, you know? Like,
Kid Icarus Uprising.
I could see that being a first-person shooter, funny enough. I think that when people make video game music these days, when people make video game music for new games, I think they need to start off composing it in 8-bit still, so that way at least it'll sound good. It's such bad video game music. That's based off that song by Boston, though.
More than a feeling.
Not that one. I only
know that one Boston song.
No, it's not that one.
Okay. We're talking about More Than a Feeling, just so.
I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high, I'm leaving.
That's not Boston, is it?
I know, but you said feeling.
Okay, because every song that has feeling in it is a Boston song. Okay, do you want to do? Should we? Because I was thinking that this would be like a little fun thing to do,
Like Easter egg hunts.
Yeah. No. If we throw out predictions.
All right.
For what's going to be shown at E3.
Yeah, man, spit them out.
Well, I already spat out one of mine, which I'm gonna, because I now regret doing
Pokemon Blue with Link Cable functionality.
Yeah, they did the Link Cable functionality.
Yes, you're right.
With the Oracle games, which just got released. Mm-hmm. So it can happen.
And I just gave you my prediction, which is... No, wait, that wasn't the prediction. That
you were just saying...
All right, what do I think is going to happen? We're going to see some stupid thing with a bunch of Miis. Like Wii Play 3 or something.
Wii Party Pants. That's Wii Party 2 Party Pants.
You know, they were really crazy about the whole fitness thing, you know, like the vitality sensor and the
motion
board. Do you think they'll ever go back to that?
No. No, but they're doing a Wii Fit U, though.
Oh,
which is actually Wii Fit 3.
Do you think that they'll release like a normal controller?
They do have a normal controller.
Whoa.
It's called the Pro Controller. It looks exactly like a 360 controller.
Wow. I feel like an idiot for not knowing that.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't think they have any support from their first party games.
At least Smash Bros. Is going to have a good controller, though.
Mm-hmm. Unless they say, nah, man, the Wii mode is the best.
I know people that play competitively with the Wii mode. Because
it's a challenge?
No, because it's quicker for some inputs.
Well, they really have to, because they really have to make it. So it is, you need, not need, but... You can play with a pro controller.
They need to
game.
Make an adapter so that you can play your GameCube in. That would be
okay. As good as that controller is, you just gotta let some things go, man.
You know what?
You've been playing with that controller for almost 15 years.
It's a really great controller for a lot of things, but for first-person shooters, it's terrible. Obviously, even though the Prime games are on it, it's really just a Smash Bros. Controller and a platformer thing, I guess.
But don't worry, I think you're going to... I've never seen a pro controller in the wild, but I think they're going to be good.
They're out already, I guess, right?
Yeah. Huh. Probably came out when the Wii came out.
We are really disconnected on this whole Wii U thing.
I was actually in Future Shop today, and I played the Rayman Legends demo again.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty cool.
Well, we should really play that one you got for the PS3.
I've been playing it. I've played a bunch of it. Oh. It's really fun, I think. Bless you.
Thank you.
You go around, there's GoBots and...
Glowbox?
Glowbox, and you collect looms.
Lums?
Lums.
Come on.
And Raymond.
Are the Robo-Pirates in it?
No. Actually, there might be. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I know it's co-op, so if you want, we can just hunker down. We only have one controller here. Shit.
Yeah, you should have brought your controller.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You weren't thinking... We have to party tonight anyway. We don't have time for
Rayman. Did you give me a prediction yet?
Yeah, I said something with Miis.
That's okay. Okay. So let me give you my prediction, and this is on the Xbox side.
Okay.
Because as I'm sure as you're aware of, during their Xbox One reveal, they said they have 15 exclusives coming. And
connect everything.
Okay, let me finish. We're going to see all 15 of those games, or at least get their names. Mm-hmm. But all but 5 or fewer will have Kinect support.
That is a big ask. I don't know, man.
I can even say all but 3 and fewer.
That's more like I can believe that.
Mm-hmm. So of the 15 games that they announce, only 3 of them will not have anything to do with Kinect.
Probably.
And this is also, this is, even if it's only voice control, that counts as being Kinect.
There's no pizza on the line here, I'll agree with you.
Okay. Okay, now over to you.
All right, predictions. Sony. PS3. Some Little Big Planet spinoff.
On PS3 or PS4?
PS4.
Okay. PS Little Big, like, will I...
Oh, here's
idea?
A prediction. Nothing for the Vita.
No, like... Well, yeah, because they need to sell PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay, Sony. We get a price and release date.
$599 US.
No. Okay.
How much do you think it's going to cost, by the way?
Well, because I said it's going to be less than $500.
Yes.
I made a bet with my brother about this. Now, I had to ask your input on this, because you're a wise man. He said that $499.99 counts as $500. What do you think?
It's fucking a penny. Who
so
cares?
When I say it's less than $500 and I hit at $499.99, am I wrong? Is he right?
How about this? Say it's going to be less than $499 if that's what you mean. And if not, then...
Shit. Should have done that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think we're going to get a price, which is going to be less than $500.
So does that mean $499?
$499.99.
Okay.
And the release date is
November.
Going to be November
19th,
whatever Black Friday is. Mm. Maybe a few days before Black Friday.
Yeah.
We're Canadian, so we don't know your dumb American holidays.
Scotland just had a bank holiday. Anyway.
Where they go in and check their accounts?
No, it's just a word for them having a mandatory holiday that doesn't mean anything. It's like our family day.
Yeah. Well, we got to spend time with our family on that day.
I think you do.
Okay. That being said, I also think that Xbox One is also going to get a price and release date.
Probably.
And I also think less than $500 and in November.
Isn't that weird that Xbox 360 released a year early and now this time the Wii U did?
Mm-hmm. But the Xbox, I think, had games when it came out.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Poor Wii U. Oh. Oh, here's another great prediction. During Nintendo's Direct presentation, they are still going to devote time to show off Wii U Street powered by Google.
Yeah, they were going to do something stupid like that, I'm sure.
And they're going to spend too much time talking about Pikmin 3.
You made me remember Wii Music. Like, they're going to devote time on a game that no one cares about.
But here's why I hold hope, because the Wii U's been out for almost half a year now.
Yeah.
They haven't done any of that dumb shit yet.
They haven't done anything of the good shit yet, either.
Well, I'd say an HD Mario game. That Mario game that came out, people seem to like a lot.
That could have been released on any system, though.
Yeah, that's true. And they had Nintendo theme parks. But I don't know, like, they haven't talked about doing any, like, Wii Music type stuff.
Oh, I am looking forward to Konami's conference so we can see that Metal Gear thing.
Metal Gear.
The new one and the HD collection.
Oh, that's right. No, okay, another prediction. They are going to announce a Metroidvania, Castlevania game back to its roots for the 3DS and Vita.
They just released a pretty bombing
Yeah, but
game.
That wasn't Konami doing that. That was Mercury Steam.
Mercury Steam.
Mercury.
That
Mercury.
Would give me cancer. Mercury mm-hmm. Steam.
Just blowing straight at you.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I think they will.
Then I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because Castlevania could be good.
Speaking of Metroid. Okay, so we're aware that Super Metroid was just released on the Wii U console for 30 cents.
What?
Yeah. And everybody bought it because it was only 30 cents. But the problem came was when there were all these kids that have never played a Metroid game before. They get up to a spot where you had to go into your Morph Ball mode, mm-hmm. and they go on a Miiverse and saying, I'm stuck. Why can't Metroid crawl? yes.
I want a Wii U. I can't wait to hear the Earthbound comments.
Oh my god. I am really looking for... I know that I give you shit for buying a Wii U just to play a bunch of old games, but I am really looking forward to seeing more footage from Wind Waker HD. Even though it's just going to be a prettier version of something that I've already seen.
Well, it sounds like Deus Ex is disappointing, actually, the changes they've made.
Mm.
It's not a lot. The boss battles are still, to their core, very similar. You just, it's basic things like, oh, look, now there's a second floor, so if you...
Oh, look, now there's a touchscreen.
But no, look, you have vents you can crawl on if you're stealthy, or there's a second floor if you're, sniping kind of thing.
Oh, okay, and so they just put in different routes to take?
For the boss battles, at least. But apparently it is the prettiest version of the game out there right now, not including, mods and stuff on the
Interesting.
PC. So I'm looking forward to that. I didn't know that the Wii U had that capability.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the lighting effects are better and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that once you get a little later into the Wii U's lifespan, because it happens all the time with the consoles, that developers are going to start being able to find, how much, exactly how much you can do with the system.
And they're lucky because...
how far you can push it.
PS4 and Xbox One, as far as we know, don't have these, really huge graphical leaps forward as much as we did last generation. So there's going to be less between the Wii U and the Xbox and PS4 to prove, you know?
Yeah.
Good luck for Nintendo. Yeah,
we'll see what happens. I think maybe that they're going to... it won't... maybe they'll... announce not a price drop, but they will announce more bundles for the Wii U that sell the same. Like, you just get a free game, or you get New Super Mario Brothers U for free and all the DLC. So we might see price drops like that, but I'm not sure. It's something that they really need to do. They really need to kill it, because I'm actually really looking forward to Nintendo's thing, just because I want to see if they're going to be able to save the Wii U this year.
I hope we're not disappointed.
I have a feeling we might be.
I have a feeling we will be.
Because then they're gonna open up and talk about Sonic games again.
Sonic Heroes.
Rolling around at the speed of sound.
How do you know that song?
I just know it.
Follow me, I'll set you free. Come and we'll escape from the city. Yeah,
I just know it. I've heard it a lot.
Good.
A lot of people are playing it.
I like Live and Learn.
Maybe that's a song we should close out to.
Whatever happened to our theme song? Wait, that wasn't Mega Man. That was trying to be, though.
That was Mega Man, yeah. It's like after you select a level. Okay, yeah, you're right. It's that one.
Thank you.
And I think no, but there's definitely a Mega Man thing. It was probably in Mega Man fucking 7 where they started running out of ideas.
Definitely started running out of ideas. maybe they started running out of ideas.
Sheep Man, he shoots electricity. Tank Man, Commando Man, he's a tank.
Hey, Sheep Man's an electric sheep.
Just get a household appliance, put some googly eyes on him.
Heat Man is pretty stupid.
Heat Man?
Heat Man from Mega Man 2 is like a boss.
Oh, wow, well, they're all fire bosses in every Mega Man game. They're all Zippo lighters.
I don't know where that jingle's from.
You gotta do the doo. Yeah, I don't know.
Mega Man 2 is a great game.
It is.
I play it at least once a month.
I don't. I can beat Metal Man, and then I go to Tree Man, and I can't seem to...
Well, don't go to Tree Man first. Go to Flash Man first.
No, but you're supposed to go to Tree Man after Metal Man.
Well, there...
And then you go to Bubble Man.
You got options. You could go to Bubble Man first as well. Generally, I go Metal Man.
Because I thought everybody goes with Metal Man because
everyone
his weapon is
the
yes. most useful weapon.
But a lot
in the
of
game.
Bosses have weaknesses to metals, so that's why it opens up. I go Metal Man, Flash Man, Tree Man, Wood Man, rather.
And I want to see how long it would take you to catch on.
Wood Man, then I do Bubble Man, and then I do Air Man. Because Airman's weak to the wood or the leaves.
The leaves. Get caught up in his vents. So then his fan can't blow anymore.
Then I do Heat Man because the power-up you get from Airman...
You use Bubble Man to... No.
Yeah, you use Bubble Man for Heat Man, but then you also get like a secret item that lets you project yourself on a rocket across the stage, which helps with Heat Man's stage. Then I do, I think, Crash Man, then Quick Man, or maybe vice versa. I always get those two mixed up at the end.
Who's the boss that you can use like Crash Man's power on him? You just take down half his health.
Oh, Flash Man, you mean? Yeah, and Quick Man. If you freeze time, half his health will go.
Fast Man.
Flash Man.
Water Man.
Man. Oh, it's 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Oh,
we are so sorry, everyone.
I'm sorry. This hasn't been a very good episode, has it?
We have a lot to talk about, but not entertaining ways to do it. Sorry,
again,
everyone.
I can't hear my monitor, so I can't get all that high energy that we always hear.
Next time, guys.
Yeah,
we
sorry,
have an
guys.
Exclusive party to go to. You see, it's got nothing to do with video games at all.
Yeah, we're kind of doing this as like a last minute.
It's Andrew's fault. Everyone hate Andrew.
No, it's my fault.
It's both of our faults. You made a lettuce taco.
I made a lettuce taco.
Enough said.
Yeah. Anyway, we're running out of time. And we had to go, so we had this one small window of opportunity to
and we
record
it.
The show.
Pleasure as always, gents and ladies. We'll do a nice long one next week.
We'll do okay.
That's what she said.
But here's the thing, because I was thinking about this, and let me know what you think. Next week's E3. We can't really do a show in the middle of the week because we're gonna miss all the news from the second half. So do you think we should, like, I was thinking that we could do, like, some dumb episode that we can talk about whatever we want, put that up on the Wednesday, like, next week, and then give you our E3 thoughts on the Friday or Saturday.
When are you going to be home next week? Back in Toronto?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. I thought it'd be cool to do a different E3 show every day.
Ooh, well, I'll
like
tell
a
you,
short
that
one,
would be really good.
Like a 20-minute little E3.
I think that we should do that. Like,
thank
even
you.
If we had to do it on Skype, I think that would still
I think
be
that,
fun.
Yeah, like an end of E3 review day. Anyway,
I think
we should
do that. Yeah, like an end of day thing. It'll just bear with us. It won't be that great of a quality. But then when we're together again, we'll have like we'll do like a 3-hour show where we're talking about everything
sounds
that we saw.
Good. Well, you just heard the brainstorming process.
You just agreed to a 3-hour show.
Woo!
Gotcha.
It'll be fun. Lots of beer. Later, everyone.